Early this century, a strange new disease appeared in the tribal highlands of Papua New Guinea. It was called kuru. It means to tremble with fear. Within years, it had wiped out thousands of people in one particular tribe. It was unknown elsewhere in the world. In 1957, scientists went to the highlands to try and find the source of the disease.
The answer turned out, in fact, to be very simple. These people were cannibals. It was clearly being transmitted from person to person by cannibalism.
In 1986, a new form of the disease struck British cattle. It had never been seen in cows before. Brain slides from infected cattle showed the same distinctive hole of all spongiform encephalopathies. And we were eating those cattle brains. Scrapie is the sheep form of spongiform encephalopathy. It exists all over the world. We've had scrapie in Britain for 200 years. It's fatal in sheep, but seems to be harmless to us. Scientists were confident that even eating scrapie-infected brains would not cause disease in humans.
Come on, girls.
But government scientists believed that cows were susceptible to scrapie, and that's what started the BSE epidemic. Cows were fed a cheap protein supplement to increase their milk yield. That supplement included the rendered carcasses of scrapie-infected sheep. The theory is that through this feed, the disease crossed the species barrier from sheep into cows. Infected cows were then rendered down and fed back to more cows, escalating the whole epidemic. It was a kind of cattle cannibalism, chillingly reminiscent of kuru. For the first 2 years of the epidemic, cows dying of BSE could be slaughtered and sent for human consumption. Their brains ended up in burgers and sausages, meat pies and pâtés. In March 1996, the government announced that they believed the first humans had died of mad cow disease. Science had failed to find the answer in time.